It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Tuesday, April 30. Nathan Buckley explored the art of coaching for Chris Fagan this week.
There's only so often the players can put their hands up and say, oh, look, we should have done that and we really should have done that. And then, you know, maybe for 1 week there's a bit of a reaction, and then week two and three it drops away again. So there is that. And the game is so marginal. Like, we talk about the hope of a Harley Reid coming into West Coast, and obviously, and then Elliot Yeo, and then jumps on, like Elliot Yeo probably jumped on, and Harley Reid goes, yeah, that's where I want to be, and then Tim Kelly, and then we've got Brass and McGovern, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, wow, you know, there's some energy there, some chemistry there. It can go the other way as well. It really is in the margins. So Chris Fagan's job is tough at the moment, because he's backed this playing group to a hilt, and they have supported him and followed through and with him, beside him, and got in behind him to be a top four team for a significant period of time. The amount of wins they've had in the last 5 years, the position that they've put themselves in to contend consistently over the last 5 years, is the same group that's taken, very, very much similar.
Strategy guru and Giants assistant coach Craig Jennings gave us an insight into van life.
It was just one of those unique opportunities in life that I get to work, but at the end of each day, I hop in the van and I head up to the northern beaches and I sleep on the beach every night, Jared, and it's just total freedom. And I guess the important part of that is I wanted to experience, I love a road trip, but my boys are teenagers now and I wanted to be able to do road trips with them. So that was a really big part of it. But the van life's for me, and I'm not giving it up anytime soon.
Andrew Voss told us how the Sydney Derby is shaping across the divide.
So I don't think you've given it the right filling. I think we're calling it on our breakfast show the Grand Final Preview. we're all aboard the All Sydney Grand Final, with apologies to Geelong and others. But no, fantastic. But the point of issue is it the Battle of the Bridge? I think it's more Battle of the Tunnels now, because look at it, we're the city with tunnels joining up every sort of centre and metropolitan area. So I think it's the Battle of the Tunnels, maybe the West Connex, rather than the Battle of the Bridge.
Bharat Sundaresan on the looming non-selection of Jake Fraser-McGurk in the World Cup squad.
Look, I think that the overriding theme of batting in this IPL, Jared, especially with the younger lot, has been fearlessness. And I think Jake Fraser-McGurk has led that way. And you can always get carried away with some numbers in the IPL, because there are only four international players. And now that there are 10 teams, the bowling ranks are spread out a lot more, or are thinner than they were when there were only 8 teams. Having said all of that, I mean, look who he's taken down. Pat Cummins, I think, hit him for 6 2/4 in the first over he faced of him. Last night, hit Stark for 6 4 and then got out to Stark. But then, to do that against Jasprit Bumrah, I think he took 14 runs off his own bat of Jasprit Bumrah 2-3 nights ago when he played that crazy innings of 80-odd. And he was 78 after the first 5 overs. I mean, that's where T20 batting seems to be headed. And I think it's already got there. And I don't think Jake Fraser-McGurk is the future. He's the present. And we're seeing it during the IPL. And even if the pitches are slightly slower, even if he comes off only once out of 4 games, he's going to kill the game for you. He's going to put you in a position from where you cannot lose. And I think that's where T20 cricket has reached at this point. I know the selectors love their incumbency, and it's worked out for them. They're 50-over World Cup champions, don't forget. But having said all of that, I can easily see a world, I said it last week as well, where Travis Head and Jake Fraser-McGurk open and David Warner bats at 3. It still makes sense. And if it is Cameron Green who gets the nod in the 15 ahead of Jake Fraser-McGurk, as good as Cameron Green is, in this format, I think you are really missing a big trick.
And Sam Williamson is a world champion breaststroker preparing for the Olympic trials.
Yeah, you get one shot to show everyone in the country what you're made of here. I've got 7 weeks of hard work in front of me until that moment, June 10th, which will be really exciting. But yeah, 7 weeks of just head down, bum up work to just show everyone what I'm made of. So it's gonna be a stressful 7 weeks, though. I think anything can happen in those 7 weeks, and I'm not just competing against the clock. I'm competing against the rest of the country. So waking up every morning knowing that every single one of those guys is getting up and putting in the same work I am. So just doing whatever I can in the meantime to find that extra 1%.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.